You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, news coverage of the Christchurch terror attacks has openly debated the role of mental health in the gunman's actions. I spoke to Sean Robinson, Chief Executive of the Mental Health Foundation, about how extremism is not a mental illness. I began by asking him how he would describe the coverage of the Christchurch terror attacks.
I think it's been quite disturbing and very unhelpful, particularly in the last couple of days, because there's been one article in particular circulating that has linked mental health with violent crime and with violent attacks. But I think there has also been quite a lot of social media and discussion about the possibility of this terrorist having some kind of mental health problem. And I think that is really wrong for a whole range of reasons. For a start, it's all too convenient to portray this shooter as a lone wolf who had some individual problem and therefore let us all off the hook for the fact that this is actually a terrorist act which has much more to do with extreme right-wing racist politics than it does with mental health issues. This person acted on the basis of their indoctrinated political beliefs around white supremacy, anti-Islamic politics and racism. Now that was made possible by the politics of anti-immigrant speak, anti-Muslim politics that is quite prominent in Australia, but also it emerges in New Zealand, both through politicians' positions, but also in media. This person, you know, was highly influenced by people writing, both online and in books, about political ideas about white extremism. And, you know, that's really the issue. And the way that our society, Australian society, and many societies around the world allow racism to continue, and, you know, how from laughing at a racist joke or not opposing a racist comment, those little things all build to the situation where a sense that racism is acceptable that legitimizes more extreme views on race and all leads towards this horrific attack that we've seen. So to convey the shooter as someone who had something individually wrong with them or was just an individual acting on their own really lets our whole society off the hook. It's also often the excuse that the gun lobby in America uses when they're trying to oppose gun control. They often try to portray mass shooters as people with mental health problems. In fact, the research and the facts show that this is completely untrue. In fact, the opposite is true. Research in America shows that people who have mental health problems are far less likely than the average person in the street to commit a crime of violence, a shooting crime, and certainly much less likely to be involved in a mass shooting. So, you know, it's completely wrong factually and completely wrong in terms of the way it frames this event. The other thing that I think is very wrong with it is the damage that it does to people who are living with mental health problems, such as myself. I live with bipolar disorder, and for some New Zealand media to be linking violent crime to mental health issues is extremely insulting and stigmatizing and damaging to all people who are genuinely working through their own mental health problems, because it implies that we are people to be feared, that inherently we're violent, prone to violence, and that somehow the mental health system needs to control us and protect us, protect the public from people with mental health problems. Again, that is, you know, completely factually untrue. People with mental health problems are in fact 14 times more likely to be the victims of violence than they are to be perpetrators of violence. And it just builds that whole stigmatising, fear-based attitude to mental health that unfortunately still exists strongly in New Zealand. It makes people feel ashamed of their mental health problems. And we have to remember that half of all New Zealanders will have a serious mental health issue at some time in their life. And that stigma, that shame, that fear discourages people from wanting to be open about their own mental health issues and seeking help. So it is totally destructive from all those different angles to really link mental health to violence and to this shooting in particular.
Do you think that there is a similarity between the excuse people have been making of, oh, he was Australian, he wasn't a New Zealander, he wasn't one of us, and the excuse making of mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is always a desire for us to sort of push this away from us and make it feel like, you know, we are not part of this, we are not responsible. And of course, most Kiwis are not extreme white supremacists and terrorists. So that is a natural kind of inclination. I mean, this is abhorrent to modern Kiwi life. But again, we have to look more deeply at our collective responsibility for allowing this to happen. At a very straightforward level, the Muslim community have been warning and complaining about racist acts against them for years, which have not really been taken seriously. And by not responding to those effectively, well, you know, the situation has mounted to the point where we let this happen. So again, I think this desire for us to push this event away, while it is natural, you know, we have to also be, this is a time when we have to work hard to be the best New Zealand that we can possibly be. And part of that actually means being open to what can we change, what can we improve, how can we really push to end all forms of racism and discrimination in this country. So, I think there is a similarity. Looking for an excuse or a reason to limit the responsibility to this individual alone.
How do you think that we should move forward in talking about mental health and extremism?
Well, I think we shouldn't be leaking mental health and extremism. We should be talking about extremism as extremism. There was a similar case 2 years ago where in Britain a man killed an MP, and I was very disappointed that a lot of the British media and a lot of the media reported that this man had been in counselling for depression as if that was a key cause, and spent very little time talking about the fact that he was part of a neo-Nazi group, that he subscribed to several fascist, white supremacist blogs. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to say that it was that extremism is what led to the extremist act. So I don't think we should be talking about extremism and mental health in the same sentence or the same conversation at all.
Now, we generally see the excuse of mental health only when the terrorists are white. What do you think about that?
Again, I think there's an inherent racism in that. We immediately leap to political and religious beliefs when we see other acts of terrorism, and we don't talk about mental health issues. So suddenly saying that a white person is driven by their mental health rather than their political views is a double standard, and actually is that's kind of really subtle racism which is far harder to combat, but we need to surface that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.